Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When it comes to the common cold, you may be better off heading over to an acupuncture practitioner than chugging that bottle of NyQuil for short-lived relief. We were just talking about looking at the cause rather than just Band-Aids over the symptoms. Acupuncture is commonly known for alleviating physical pain. People use it for joint pain and headaches and all that, but it's becoming more and more popular among men and women for weakened immune systems. My guest today is Dr. Philip Trigiani. He's a doctor of acupuncture. Welcome to the show, Dr. Phil, Dr. Philip, the other Dr. Phil. How's it going?
Oh, thank you
for being
much.
With us.
Tell us a little bit. Thanks for having me.
Acupuncture has gotten an interesting rap over the years. It's gotten good rap, bad rap, painful, not painful, needles are tiny. Do we know what the practitioners know? How much do you learn? Give us your lowdown on acupuncture, how well it works and why it works.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I have this huge Dodge Ram, 1500 Dodge Ram, and it's got a big spine on the side of it with needles. And part of my hashtag is that it works every single time. It does, because at its inception, acupuncture wasn't this, it wasn't an alternative medicine to treat pain or infertility or asthma. What it did was raise consciousness. So that means in the awareness of the patient receiving this acupuncture treatment, it enables a strategy to be proffered from the innate healing system. That's really what does it all. And what I do in my practice is to break that interference that's preventing the strategy of wellness to occur. I hope that answered it, because I can, you know, I get into a very existential end with the acupuncture.
Well, sure, and if you could stay right up to your phone, you were getting in and out a little bit there.
Dr. Oh, sorry Phil. About that. How's that?
That's
that
okay. It's much better when you're right, just like that. So Dr. Philip, tell
it.
Us a little. So you've told us a little bit about how it works. Now tell us about the actual procedure. People get afraid. They hear needles, and
right
away
well,
they're thinking, no.
Right.
No way am I
because
letting
what,
someone
you
put
know,
needles in my face.
Absolutely. You know, and I would feel the same way, too. And my kids would, too. If you go to the doctor, you know, when we go to a Western doc and there's vaccines, inoculations, or antibiotics that have to be administered through a hypodermic needle, that's a pretty big needle. It makes a hole in the skin, and it's quite a breach in the body. And people do have a pain response with that. You know, actually, an acupuncture needle, or even the ones that I use, about six of them can fit in the hypodermic hole. They're about the size of your hair. So there are methodologies that are effective, but yet they are painful. That's called traditional Chinese medicine. And that's the one that's it's pretty well known, and that's what they do the tests on and the licensure, especially I'm in New York City, so that's what they do it. But there are more subtle ones, let's say like Southeast Asian or Japanese style, that you barely even feel a contact being made of any kind, which stimulates the proprioceptor to have, really the trick is to lessen the inflammation in the body. Whether it's a cold or it's, again, something like infertility or even anxiety. That's all inflammation. So that's at its root is where acupuncture works physiologically to remove the inflammation and increase the circulation. And
well, I do a lot of work with proprioception, Dr. Trigiani, and I know that this is a certain way that our bodies identify where the other parts of our body are and what they're doing
exactly.
in space, what they're doing, how we move, and how our brain gets us to move. So if you're using acupuncture and reducing inflammation, which we know is the cause of so many immune problems these days, then how is
just
it helping us, like, for an example, for the common cold? Mm-hmm. Because people are getting colds. You're in New York, I'm in Chicago. Everybody's getting sick now.
Yeah. Well, think of what that is. I mean, if you look at the symptom of what it is, it's a breakdown in the immune system. It could be a sluggish thyroid condition. It could be that the cardiovascular system is compromised. There's an upper respiratory infection. But the idea is then to open up the bronchioles, to open up and invite a higher T cell count, thyroid, parathyroid. So there's specific points that would do that. I mean, I am trained to locate through palpitation, through examination, through even conversation, to locate where those imbalances is. And that's where I would put then that particular needle. And it's like you said, the body is this tremendous Lexar. So I could treat your cold through your wrist. I could treat it through your ear. I could treat it directly over the orb of influence, which is the lung itself, or actually, which my favorite way is through the, do you know what an Eric chart is?
It's hard to understand you because you faded out just there, but say it again.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, the other way that my favorite way to treat is if someone has known what a Merrick chart is, usually chiropractors use it, and it's a diagram of the spine where each neural outlet goes to innervate a specific organ. And I'm really keen on finding where those imbalances are there, and then if we instill a needle lightly, it sends that signal to the brain. That's the reflex art of the proprioception that begins to reduce that inflammation to that particular organ. And it's also my job to find out if, you know, acupuncture also looks at, is there an organ that's weak? For instance, when the kidneys are weak, the adrenals are weak due to stress, due to overwork, overthinking. It's usually a fear-based idiom. It really diminishes that adrenal and kidney compound complex that, in Chinese medicine, there's a direct connection with the lung, for instance. And if the kidney is weak, the lung is weak, and therefore is more, you know, there's more of an invitation to express its symptoms or to express the mucus and to, you know, all those cold symptoms that aren't so fun, you know, inflammation in the throat, the redness, the headache.
Now, how does this compare to something like reflexology? Because people get confused, and it's one of the reasons, Dr. Phil, that everybody gets, that there gets a bad rap between chiropractic and acupuncture and some of these Reiki, reflexology. Some people don't buy into it because they don't see that connection.
More specific with your question. So you're saying, how does it compare with reflexology?
Yeah, how does it compare? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not, you know, the truth is that all of these alternatives, all of them, even herbs, right, even iridology, all of them are the same expression. They're trying to stimulate your body's own natural reaction to the defense, to be equanimous, to have equilibrium, to be healthy. What I say is that acupuncture isn't just about, you know, this installing of needles and, you know, strategic points. It's really an art and philosophy. Reflexology is too, but it's done on the foot. I don't know about reflexology. I think I took maybe a course or two in it that was a prerequisite in school. But it's a language. Chiropractic is saying that there's a subluxation in the spine, which is the cause of, you know, the culprit of why this disease or this imbalance is taking place. They're all the same, really, just different ways of expressing it with the language. That's what I believe.
Okay, so what do you want people who are looking at acupuncture for their first time? What do you want them to know? And we only have not even a whole minute left. So your best advice about people who are considering acupuncture?
That it works every time. If you go to the right person, that it's painless, it does not have to be painful, usually you'll get a result in one visit. If it's under the hands of a competent and a fearless acupuncturist, your result, you may not have complete symptom alleviation, but you should be able to determine if it's the right the right trajectory. This is for me. I can indeed make a life decision to go down this path and explore this. You'll know right away. You know, when you begin dieting or you begin an exercise program, you don't get the result immediately, but one knows when they're in consciousness, yes, this is indeed a prudent and healthy choice. So,
it's great information. And find a good practitioner that you trust and try it. You know, we can try all of these things because we have to look at more than just Band-Aid and symptom management. We really have to look at the root cause and work on inflammation and our body's immune system. This is Melanie Coles Health Radio. We're live every Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern on iHeartRadio or the free TuneIn Radio app. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.